step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
What does that say about you, Jim? Because Woody and I both said that we say thank you to Alexa, and you said that you don't.
I also don't yell at Alexa. Right.
True.
So, like, I'm kind of neutral.
And also, your wife unplugs it all the time because she's afraid it's spying on you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I don't talk to Alexa very much because Alexa's not allowed in our house. Because my wife feels that will keep everybody from spying on us.
As opposed to everything else that's watching
As opposed to the phone in her hand.
Yeah.
This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast, a daily recap of everything you missed.
All right, we have Megan on the line. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Okay,
Hi.
Now, we have found out from a brain expert on TikTok that there's a way you can cheer yourself up.
Yep. She explains that there's all kinds of hormones that the body releases to make yourself happier. And she gives a whole bunch of tips on how to release those hormones easily and, you know, free of charge. Not like you got to buy anything to get yourself happy. So this is one of the ways she says you can release good hormones.
Okay, listen up.
Ridiculously simple brain hacks that you can use to cause your brain to release a whole bunch of happy chemicals and make you feel better in the moment. The third is serotonin. This is our happiness chemical. This is the chemical that really determines our mood. One of the easiest things that you can do is make yourself laugh. And the coolest thing is that the body actually doesn't really know the difference between a real or fake laugh. So if you mimic laughter in your body, it will turn real very quickly and release a whole bunch of serotonin. So an exercise that I love is just counting up to 10 with fake laughs. So it could look like this. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, Megan, are you ready to try this experiment?
Yes.
So you got to do like...
This is going to be like me releasing a fart, honestly.
Oh, okay.
All right, yeah, that, just like 10 tries of fake laughter.
Fake laugh and see if it builds up to real laughter and happiness.
And see if it how it makes you feel. So how would you say you're feeling going into this?
Well, that made me laugh, so pretty released right now.
Okay. All right. So you're already in a pretty good place.
You're open to laughter. Yes. Okay.
Okay. At least
absolutely.
Give us 10 really good fake laughs, just one after another. Ready, set, go.
Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
It worked!
There it is.
It worked!
We spotted the real laugh.
You can trick your brain into being happy.
How do you feel?
This really works. I'm like shocked.
All right.
I know. Isn't that a cool thing?
Nice.
Yeah.
And me being the cheap guy, you don't have to buy anything.
It's
like
perfect.
Everybody's trying to sell you mushroom water on TikTok and everything. This is free.
Yeah, nice.
Just make sure you do it by yourself because I feel like if you're in the bathroom doing it in the mirror or people see you doing it, then you look insane.
Probably.
You're in the bathroom at work just going, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, they might call somebody.
Yeah. And you're the Joker.
That's right.
Walking out with security.
Right. Megan, can we buy you some coffee?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll also make you happy.
All right. We're going to send you a gift card to Dunkin'.
Side note, Jim's entire career has been based on fake laughing.
I have fake laughing at Woody's stuff, and jokes for years.
Yeah. So he's really good at it.
I'm very happy.
He's really good at it.
I'm very happy. So who wants to try it?
Okay, 10 seconds of fake laughing, and it becomes real laugh.
Count to 10, like you do like a ha ha ha, but you do it like 10 times, and then until you start like let's see if it makes you laugh.
I want Woody to try this.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, 10 seconds.
Okay, here we go. Everybody, listen closely.
Ha 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 ha.
Wow, it worked.
It was like,
see, I'm an easy laugh though. I laugh at everything already.
That's true.
You're a laughing kind of guy.
Yeah.
It took three maybe fake laughs
before
you
and
started.
And then it kind of just builds up.
Yeah. She said 10.
I'm oozing with serotonin. Look at me.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Here's something that was kind of a surprise to our outdoor yoga class in Miami. Apparently, a guy was doing a thing on his back, doing a yoga move, and all of a sudden, a 20-pound iguana fell out of a tree and onto his face.
Oh, God.
Wow. I guess that's a problem in the wintertime.
Falling iguanas.
Yeah, because they freeze and then they fall off the branch of the tree. They're okay. They revive themselves.
Yeah.
But they drop out of trees onto people.
I would be traumatized. I would never do yoga again. Yeah. Not that I do it now. Yeah. I definitely wouldn't do it then.
So, well, you know, we have terrible traffic and lots of, you know, clutter and stuff, but at least we don't have lizards landing on us from trees.
We don't have dropping iguanas.
I like the optimism here.
Not yet, anyway.
True.
Yeah.
Zach.
So have you guys noticed that, like, it feels like the days are getting longer and longer every single day? Well, science says it's actually because the core of the planet is slowing down and may have actually reversed the direction of its spin.
So are we going back in time?
Apparently so. Scientists like analyzed a bunch of different seismic waves from a bunch of different earthquakes that traveled through the core, and they're saying that the data showed that the core reverses its spin every 70 years, and the last time it reversed was in 1970. And so basically the speed of the planet rotates is like determined based on the spin of the core. So the slower it goes, the longer our days are, like, on the top of the planet.
I'm just that meme of Winona Ryder from Stranger Things with the math symbols floating in front of her and triangles.
Basically, the core of our Earth has reversed, and that's why our days are getting longer and longer.
I see.
I thought, don't they usually get longer and longer this time of year as, like, winter technically is
staying
over?
Staying light longer.
Yeah, because the core is spinning slower.
Yeah, but it happens every year.
According to
Thank you, science.
The aliens that live in Middle Earth are making that happen.
Yeah, so they said that we've added 27 leap seconds to our clocks.
Phew!
Oh, I'm going to get some extra sleep.
What's the difference between a second and a leap second?
I have no idea.
I leapt and it was a second.
Yeah, it was a second leap.
I don't know. It's very weird to me.
The Lord's leaping. I'm very concerned.
This has been Zach Woodward's Science Corner.
We all know stuff, but who knows what.
Yeah. Jim?
All right. So they released the nominations from the Academy for the Oscars. And I won't give you all the categories, but I'll give you the 10 Best Picture nominations.
Okay.
Avatar The Way of Water, All Quiet on the Western Front, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, The Fablemans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, Women Talking, and the one that's won a lot of awards so far this year, Everything Everywhere All at Once. If you want to see the entire list of all the nominees, we have it up on 107.5 The River's Facebook page.
Yesterday, we found out that Kylie Jenner's baby has a name.
Yeah, he turns two on February 2nd and turns one on February 2nd.
So they finally got around to releasing his actual name.
Yeah, his original name was Wolf, and she was like, a month later, that doesn't fit him. Let's change his name. So now she revealed that his name is Airy, A-I-R-E. It's pronounced air.
Just like oxygen.
Yeah, just like oxygen, so it's air. And now sources are coming out saying that it has a different meaning in Arabic.
Oh, that word air?
Air and the spelling of it.
Okay, with the E on the end.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. I guess sometimes you have to check and see if, what did they find?
Well, it is not safe for work, so I will say it in the most kind way that I can.
Yeah, clean it up.
Yeah, yes.
What does it mean in Arabic?
In Arabic, it apparently means my Venus, but the male genitalia part.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So it's the boy part.
I would like to introduce you to air, otherwise my Venus.
Also, there's another slang term for it that also means my best friend. So I guess men in Arabic are...
Well, those are not mutually exclusive
things. Right.
Yeah.
I bet 7 out of 10 men will say that is their best friend.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
This is my best friend, although it makes me make terrible decisions.
Yeah. So she clearly did do her research there.
Okay.
They'll just call him Richard for short.
So mom and dad aren't going to be doing any surprise Beyonce appearances in Dubai.
No.
Probably
okay. Not. Yeah. All right.
Sure, we'll not be doing that.
And we'd like to introduce our son. That would be interesting.
Wow.
Then I started thinking about, like, what if our normal names meant something wild in a different language and we had no idea?
I know.
Because, there's so many languages that it's hard to go through every single language and make sure that you're not naming something
Yeah, if you're not using like one of the super traditional names of like our culture, like
especially if you have novelty spellings.
Yeah,
and things
I'm
like
James.
That.
Like, there's not going to be a whole lot of like, oh, guess what? In you know some other place, James means something else.
I wish it did.
I know, but yeah, if you've picked a novelty spelling,
yeah,
you're opening yourself up to all kinds of
a lot of weird things.
Yeah, so Google your name and other languages and see what happens.
Yeah.
And let us know the results.
What you got to do in the modern era.
Hey, Jim, who will humble brag to anybody who will listen that he's a movie critic.
Oh, God.
We'll see what your thoughts are on the Golden Raspberry Awards. The nominees are out for the worst movie and actor and actresses. We'll see what your thoughts are coming up.
We are doing Taylor Ticket Tuesday, and you know, Woody and Jim Show, we are so proud to be the first people today to play a Taylor Swift song. And Woody's over working the phones to see if we can find ourselves a winner.
Hello, your caller 12. Sorry. Worst thing that could happen.
Oh my God, that's so dark.
Well, until the next time we play a Taylor song.
Yeah. Well, let's just turn our frown upside down by taking the next call. Who's this?
This is Brooke.
Brooke, do you want to be caller 13?
Yes.
You are.
Ta-da! By the power granted to us by Taylor Ticket Tuesday, we now pronounce you a winner, and you are one of the select few who could win Taylor tickets today. And in the meantime, we're going to give you Taylor merch.
Great. Thank you.
You're
good luck
welcome.
This afternoon. Somebody will win by the end of the day, so keep an eye on your phone. Don't let it go down to zero bars.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, okay?
Thanks.
Very cool. We'll be doing that throughout the day. Remember to be caller 13 when you hear Taylor Swift's song. You'll get the merch and maybe win those tickets by the end of the day.
Between now and 5 o'clock.
Gosh! What are you, Jim, in the morning, 107.5 The River? Now, Jim, you are a certified movie critic, successful that they've allowed you to have a podcast and everything.
I am a member of the Music City Film Critics Association.
Yes. I'm a member of the Music City Film Critics Association.
So we thought we'd get your reaction, because the Golden Raspberry nominees have come out. These are for the worst movies, the worst actors, worst actresses, worst everything.
Yeah.
And it's I guess they have their awards the night before the Oscars.
And so they've announced their nominees. Okay. Just before the Oscars, which I think maybe this morning.
Let's go to the professional.
Jim knows when it's going to happen.
So you're asking me for my opinion. I'm not imposing it.
Okay, this is
Woody is. Let's get that correct.
Here are the nominees, okay? For Worst Picture, the leading nominations go to Blonde, which was a terrible Marilyn Monroe movie that nobody saw.
Okay, that's a good nomination.
Okay.
Strong nomination for Worst Movie.
Pinocchio.
Which one?
That was the one with Tom Hanks.
Not that good.
No. And Morbius, which I never even bothered seeing. It was in and out of the theater so fast.
Morbius is Jared Leto, an overwhelming worst picture.
That was a huge disappointment for Marvel.
People hated it.
Also, Good Morning, which is spelled morning like you're mourning a death.
Okay.
And that was written, directed, and starring Machine Gun Kelly.
I never saw that.
And he's also nominated for Worst Actor.
Well, maybe he's not a triple, double threat or whatever.
We'll see some of the ones, you know, I'll try to pick people, you know, movies that people are actually familiar with.
Give me famous people.
Okay. For Worst Actress, one of the nominees is Bryce Dallas Howard for Jurassic Park Dominion.
I said I didn't see. She didn't stand out among a bunch of terrible actors.
She did what she needed to do. She got scared of fake props.
Right. Any famous actors?
Tom Hanks is.
There's a name I know.
For Worst Supporting Actor for his work in Elvis, because he had all that plastic stuff all over his face,
and he was a terrible actor in that movie.
The accent he did was just—it changed all the time. I mean, I love Tom Hanks, but this was not his best work.
You can go back to the tape when that movie came out. I said I really enjoyed it, and I'm not a big Elvis fan.
Yeah, I liked the movie a lot.
Here's an unpopular take: Tom Hanks was terrible.
He was uncomfortable to watch.
His accent was horrible.
It kept changing.
Makes me sad because I love everything Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, I love
too.
Tom Hanks.
I'm
a
huge fan.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this was not his best work.
Yeah.
So I bestow the Golden Raspberry to him, you know, before they do.
They also have a category of Worst Screen Couple. And they nominated Tom Hanks and his latex-laden face. They were a couple. And ludicrous accent.
So last night was the season premiere of The Bachelor with Bachelor Zach. Ugh. He just gives our name such a bad name.
What do you really think of him?
You really are bitter about this.
I am.
He also spells it with an H on the end.
Yeah, Zach.
Zach.
No, so apparently he broke up with Rachel on the previous season because he was on The Bachelorette. He broke up during their fantasy suite date because he said basically she was being fake whenever the cameras were off, which doesn't make sense to me because
you
usually
you'd be
fake
more fake when the cameras
when
are on.
When the cameras are on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so now he's The Bachelor. And the one thing that I want to point out here is that there is a girl from Nashville that made her appearance on the show last night.
Cool.
Her name is Christina. She is the niece of Barbara Mandrell.
Okay.
Like the iconic country music legend, Barbara Mandrell.
Oh, that's a big... I mean, that family around here is...
Which could be really cool, but her entrance that she made on the show last night...
Okay. Where she steps out of the limo.
...in a shame. She showed up on a party bus. Like on a Woo Girl party bus.
Well, don't promote that on
that
national
is so
television.
Nashville.
Yeah, but that,
that
says Nashville.
But you know, people...
They probably put pressure on her and said, do something Nashville.
If people didn't know about that, now they know.
Yeah.
It made me really, really embarrassed that she showed up on a party bus. And I was like, girl, we have so many more nice things here that you could have shown off if you wanted to be so Nashville. But there is also one of the girls showed up and she went straight for the jugular because apparently Zach is from Texas. And her opening line was, well, from what I can see, everything is bigger in Texas.
Oh,
and looked at
great.
His crotch. And I'm like, great first impression, people.
Thanks for being so, you know, subtle.
Yeah, super, super subtle. So tonight is going to be the rose ceremony. We'll see the first person to get eliminated. So yeah, if you want to see the latest recap and details of The Bachelor, we have them all up on the website at 1075theriver.com.
I was downtown this past weekend, and I happened to see one of, I don't know, the most disgusting displays of party bus behavior.
Okay.
It was just like,
which is saying a lot, because they pushed the limit.
Yeah. I washed my phone after I recorded it.
What was it?
You'll just have to see it. I'm going to post it on my personal Jim Chandler 107.5 Instagram story. And you just go, oh, that is everything I...
I'm scared now.
Yeah.
You're embarrassing all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. First Christina, now you?
Yeah.
Well, I just say, hey, you know, I'm not on national television.
I mean, to be fair, you've been embarrassing us for a long time, so.
Ooh.
Facts.
Might as well keep it up.
Exactly. You want some aloe vera for that burn, Jim?
Woo! It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
All right, for the ladies in the audience, we have India in Nashville. Good morning, India.
Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome. Good morning.
And for the guys, we have Stuart also in Nashville. Hello, Stuart.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Hey,
hey. All right.
Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Let's start with Stuart this time. What's a talent you wish you had, Stuart?
I wish I was good at algebra.
Okay. Good at algebra. Mm.
You're not mathing very well. Okay.
Ain't mathing.
Not a lot of us are. India, what about you? What's one talent you wish you had?
I wish I could draw.
Oh, really?
Scribble up in my free time.
Woody's an excellent, like, amateur cartoonist.
Yeah.
He should give you private lessons.
I agree with this statement.
He will teach you to draw things that you shouldn't show other people.
Yeah.
Oh.
I actually thought about becoming a cartoonist at one time. Then I figured I could just make more money, you know, just being a wise-ass talking.
Yeah, see how that worked out.
I know.
Yes.
Like, truly, one of these days, we'll just have to do, like, a little video on, you know, Instagram or something of you just, like, doing cartoon characters, because it's pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's do gender wars now. Remember, each of you have a screw you can use. If you don't know the answer, you can yell out screw before the buzzer goes off, and we'll give your question to your opponent.
India, multiple choice. Does EA Sports sell golf clubs, video games, or athletic shoes?
Video games.
Video games.
Yeah.
Good job. Good start.
All right, Stuart, the new season of The Bachelor started last night. Is the new bachelor named Scott, Zach, or Jacob?
kids.
Oh, out of time.
You gotta be quicker than that.
It's Zach. He gives our name a bad name.
A thumbs right. down from the Zach Club of America.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Indy, take a big lead here. Name one of the four teams that are still in the NFL playoffs.
It almost sounded like you were giving yourself the buzzer.
I love that. You did like a little freestyle there. That was good. 49ers, really Bengals, Chiefs, and the Eagles.
Team that ever existed.
you're running through them all. All right, that means there's a 1-0 lead for India. Stuart, you could tie it up here.
Stuart, what do people buy at a Harry and David store?
I mean, I don't know, unless they've added it to the menu items.
No, they do food gift baskets.
Yeah, maybe some have charcuteries, but that's not their thing. So still a 1-0 game for India. She could win it with the right answer here.
All right, both these tolerant screws left. India, Vizio is a company that sells what?
TVs.
Yeah. In India. Well done.
Hey, Stuart. Sorry, this just became a big algebra equation for you, but India did get the win here, and for being victorious, you've got tickets to go see Nickelback.
Take the river with you wherever you go on iHeartRadio.
107.5 The River with Woody and Jim in the morning, and sharing tickets for Teresa and Woodbury.
Hot dog!
You plus Ed Sheeran at Nissan Stadium this summer in July. The show is going to be so dope, and you're going for free.
Yahoo!
Hey, do me a favor. Tell us who your favorite radio station in Nashville is hooking you up with Ed Sheeran tickets.
107.5 The River.
Yes, ma'am.
Did it. Another chance to win this afternoon as you drive home with Jonathan at 5:40.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on The River.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Speaking of Taylor Swift and the whole Ticketmaster debacle, Ticketmaster executives are going to be going before Congress today.
Ooh, I'm intrigued to see what their excuse is.
They're That's in trouble.
I can't wait to see them grilled.
Yeah. I hope something comes of it. It's just not a chance for people to grandstand and then do nothing about it.
That seems the most likely scenario.
I know.
Which usually happens when they go before Congress.
Hoping not.
Zach, what you got?
So with Valentine's Day right around the corner, Hershey's has decided to release some new flavors for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have Hershey Kisses chocolate dipped strawberry flavor. Sounds good to me.
I like that.
Reese's peanut butter cup shaped gift box. So it's Reese's peanut butter cup shaped in a heart.
I like that.
Love that. And then Rolo creamy caramels are going to be in rich chocolate candy available for a limited time in a bag.
Okay, I love that too. I think I have a candy problem.
Same. I approve all of these. Good job,
Hershey.
I love
Rolos, but after two of them, your teeth hurt.
Yeah, yes. You need to go see the dentist.
That's right.
Jim?
Okay, so only one actor, and I use that in a genderless way, in history, only one actor has been in four movies that each have made $2 billion.
Wow.
Okay, so we're talking at least $8 billion between the four films.
Wild.
That actor is one of the actors in this scene from Guardians of the Galaxy.
What do you do with it?
Do? Nothing. You listen to it. Or you can dance.
I'm a warrior and an assassin. I do not dance.
So those two actors are Zoe Saldana and Chris Pratt.
Which one
do you think?
I hope it's Zoe.
I think it is because she was also in the Avatar movies.
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly right, because Avatar just went over the $2 billion mark, and she's in that movie. She's also in Avengers Endgame and a bunch of others. So she has made so much money in each of these, well, we'll call them mostly superhero movies.
Yeah.
That she is she's slaying the game.
Good for her.
She's
love
awesome.
A strong woman out here.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Jim, you got a story making us happy.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that are afraid of flying, and it has nothing to do with, being crazy passengers these days.
Yeah, people being duct taped to their seats.
They're
just,
the whole flying experience just sends shivers down their spine and makes them nervous. Well, this happened on a flight from Charlotte to JFK in New York.
Okay.
I was on a Delta flight, and they don't have any identification on the passenger, but there was somebody on the flight who was crazy nervous and having kind of a panic attack, okay? And obviously, you know, what do you do once the plane is on its way, right?
Can't do anything.
You're stuck. You can't do anything, right?
Exactly. So according to witnesses who were on the plane, one of the flight attendants, Floyd Dean Shannon, actually took his time, noticed the traveler was having a bit of a nervous breakdown as the plane was taking off, so held her hand and sat down in the aisle for the entire flight.
For the whole
flight.
The whole flight.
And that had to be like at least an hour flight.
Yeah, I think it's about an hour and 40 minutes, according to the reports I'm seeing. So they, you know how uncomfortable it would be to just sit on the floor, but then to sit on the floor and then hold somebody's hand who's seated above you for an hour and 40 minutes, but doing whatever it took to get this person through the flight. And everybody else could actually relax because of this person being calmed down.
That's Shout out to Floyd. That is above and beyond.
We love us some Floyd, making somebody, you know, happier, getting them through a really difficult time and just, you know, just doing it.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's what's making us happy this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Thanks for listening to and recommending the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Listen to Woody and Jim in real time every weekday morning on 107.5 The River, Nashville, or live on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.